music on.
Welcome everybody to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. We are coming to you. This is some raw sports talk, Poncho. Let's get these people fired up. Here it comes. Poncho, 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 how are you doing on this fine evening?
Oh, just spectacular, Tools. And we got our own little slice of paradise right here in the studio, brother. The only thing missing would be some bikini-clad bimbos. I'm stuck with you, 112-pound walking booze bag. Nevertheless, it's show 36, and we're rolling right on.
We got a lot to get into this week. I don't even know how we're going to cover it all in a half hour.
Well, but we will.
That is our mission, and that's what we're going to accomplish. We got some Eagles talk, something that happened was kind of big this week.
Oh, yeah.
We got D underscore lead at D underscore lead to talk Flyers. Games tomorrow, Poncho.
Indeed. We're all excited in Pittsburgh. Bring your finest white trash out to the arena. The season's starting up.
Everybody, get your beers.
Boom, oh, brother. Man. We're going. And on with Chip Kelly and the Eagles.
Okay, let's get into it. Chip Kelly. This came out of right field. Last week, we didn't think this was even a chance that they were going to get him. What happened? How'd they land him, Poncho?
Well, I think the guy just legitimately, honestly reconsidered, Tools. I think he thought to himself, hey, I got it nice in Oregon, but I could have it much nicer with a premier club in the NFL. But I'll say this, though, Tools. I mean, this guy was the guy everybody wanted, highly sought after, sort of like me at the bar. And then look what happens. The Eagles come out of the woodwork and land him. But it's still a high-risk move, Tools. How many NFL coaching gigs does this guy have under his belt?
Zero,
exactly. So it's a high risk, you know, and people should be very excited, but at the same time, I'm precautious about it.
Well, after this season, 4-12, I mean, they got the fourth pick in the draft because they stink.
Yeah.
This is the type of move they had to make.
You're right. The high risk, I like it, Tools. You know, I'm the kind of guy that takes risks, and that's why I'm doing this and that every night, and that's why you, a guy who takes no risks, the only pink you're seeing is the underside of your palm. But I think this move pays off, brother. Things are only going to get better, and I think offensively this team is going to be better, but it brings a question to mind. See you, Nick Foles. Gone. I think Mike Vick's sticking around for another season at least.
Really?
Well, this guy likes to open it up and move around his quarterbacks, and Foles can't do that. So I think Vick's sticking around, or else they're going after another quarterback.
Vick will stick around if he agrees to renegotiate his contract. If Vick thinks he's going to make $15 million next year, he's smoking something.
Of course. Yeah. What are this guy's prospects, Tools? I mean, can you name two or three teams that would actually buy into him and start him? I don't think you could. You got to be totally desperate. So I think he's going to have an opportunity to stay here if he wants the pay cut.
Now, I love the Chip Kelly signing. And one thing that I love during his press conference is he's like, listen, I coach, but I'm not the one that plays the game. And this was my point last week, and this will be my point for a while. Personnel is what matters here.
Exactly.
Howie Roseman is ahead of personnel. He needs to get this guy some players, which they do have some building blocks on offense, but they defense, special teams, Howie Roseman's got to win us over with some of these personnel moves that are going to take place.
I don't think anybody is sold on this guy yet, Tools.
Really? I disagree.
Who? I'm talking about fans. I'm talking about fans, Tools. I'm not talking about Jeffrey Lurie. I'm talking about fans.
I consider myself a fan. I'm sold on Howie Roseman. I like his work ethic. I like how he worked his way up into the ranks. I think he is a smart mind. He's 37. He's forward thinking. Everybody knows the offense now in the NFL is more of a collegiate style offense. It's this read option. They went and got the best guy at it. Everybody wants to pick this guy's mind. Howie went out and got it. He landed him.
Well, your cred's questionable, Tools, for many reasons. But I got a feeling the only reason you like Chip is because his name. You're on a trans fans diet, you huge bimbo. But also, let me say this, though, on the air and on the record. Michael Vick and Nick Foles gone. New quarterback coming in. I think it's going to happen.
You just said that Mike Vick was the quarterback. How can you possibly... You just...
You don't know talent. You don't know your ass from a pop gun. I know talent. I know prospects. I get around the league. I'm telling you right now, I got sources, and they're going to bring somebody in.
Did the source just contact you in the past 3 minutes?
You see my phone. I got texts coming in like nothing.
Right.
While we're on that subject, though, Tools, real quick. All these Philly writers, right? What, you got 20 or 30 guys who all they do is cover the Eagles for a job, professionally. And who had the scoops on this signing? Nobody in Philly. It was Mort from ESPN who had the scoop on Andy Reid helping bring Chip Kelly in. It was Graziani or whatever his name is from ESPN. These Philly writers got no scoops, Tools. All they do is puff their chest out and claim to have scoops. Where was Eskin? Where was Bowen? Where was Zach Too Tall Berman? Nowhere on these moves. Well, I just think the ESPN guy scooped us on our own story.
One guy who I respect is Ruben Frank. I think he's a good writer, and I think he has connections. And one of the articles that he wrote, which, just a side story, Ruben Frank writes an article. Les Bowen then writes an article about Ruben Frank's. I mean, how do you write an article about another article? Because Les Bowen didn't get the story. But anyway, the story I'm referencing is, I guess there's rumors out of Cleveland that Joe Banner is purposely trying to put out negative press about Howie Roseman. And it went as far as this, that Jeffrey Lurie said to Ruben Frank that, hey, if these stories are coming from Cleveland, I'll appreciate it. Ruben Frank followed up with Joe Banner. Joe Banner came back to start ripping his guy, Jeff Lurie. What is this drama? It just shows you a little of what went down, because they never talk about stuff in the Eagles organization.
No, they don't. Nothing's discussed, Tools. But the truth is this. Banner was smited, sort of like you at the 8th grade dance when you were put on blast by that broad right in front of everybody. So this guy's got hurt feelings, something you know all about. And, you know, whatever, he can say what he wants. Tools, I'm more concerned about what happens on the football field. I'm not paying $90 a seat next year to watch a 4-12 group of bums.
Okay, we're going to play the name game here with you, and this is the Eagles D coordinator name game. Okay, I'm going to give you five names. You tell me which person you want, and I'll tell you who I want.
Okay, go ahead.
Georgia, Todd Grantham. Florida, Dan Quinn. Alabama's Kirby Smart. Rob Ryan from the Cowboys, or Romeo Crennel. Which one of those five would you take?
Crennel by default. You got two guys you threw out there that are at big-time college programs who had monster personnel guys coming in, so I question that. Take Nick Saban, for example. The guy's a monster in college, but when he comes to the pros, he does nothing. So I'm not ready to bring a big-time coach from the college ranks up here. We already got one. Chip Kelly. Already got one.
You know they brought Chip Kelly and he's from college.
Exactly. That's why I'm already... With a risk there, I'm good on that. So
boy,
I guess Crennel.
Poncho, you are just not that sharp today.
Tolls, you know what? I come up in the studio and I do my prep work all week long.
And
before I walk out the door, what do I get? My broad is whining and crying about her stuffy nose and her runny nose.
We'll get to that later on in the show. We don't want to bring that
up.
My guy, go get Rob Ryan. Let's do it, man. The best defense we ever had here was under his father.
I'll turn this mic off right now. That piece of trash, Phil Fatso, is not coming in here. I don't care what his dad did. His dad was a good defensive coach, but he wasn't a good head coach. I can't believe you're bringing Rob Ryan up. I think we should stop the show.
I'm not asking Rob Ryan to be a head coach. I'm asking him to be a defensive coach. One thing that annoyed me about the Andy Reid era is there was zero swagger to these teams. Zero. zero swagger. If you bring a Rob Ryan in and you get a defense that's cocky and starts hitting,
yeah.
and then you have an offense like Chip Kelly's where they're scoring points, I know it's risky, but I think it would be a good formula.
2 points. The only swagger we ever had recently was when Dawkins injected it into the team. I'm not talking about my meat injections. I'm talking about this guy's physicality and his mental preparations. Second point I wanted to make to you, Tools, you can't have swagger. You can't run people over with Chris Kokol, Nate Allen, and Kirk Coleman. So who's the personnel that's going to knock people over, Tools?
Howie Roseman. I think he's very good at getting people. I think he's going to turn this roster over. The Colts.
By this year?
The Colts last year had 42 new players, and they made the playoffs. It can be done. It can be done.
They also had Andrew Luck, Tools.
I know.
Huge, huge point you're just glossing over, brother.
Well, I still can't figure out if you want Vic on this team or not, but that's it.
I don't. I think he's going to be here, but I told you they're going to make a move on a quarterback. Speaking of gloss, we got the shiniest and specialist Philly insider. Maybe we should get to him.
Yeah, it is time to talk hockey. Tomorrow is the huge Penguins-Flyers game. The Flyers and all the players in the NHL realized, okay, this strike is really stupid. It's doing nobody any good. They agreed. So what we got now, we got @D_lead to give us some Flyers insight, Poncho.
And the coldest January on record, Tools. Just got a little warmer with Flyers hockey. They're back tomorrow with Pittsburgh. We all know that. And who other than @D_lead, all capital, all thick, all the time. This fella's here with us. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me. It's been far too long.
It sure has. We got the owner of the hockeyguys.net. That's a site that this fella owns. He's got 25 credentialed writers doing all kinds of insider stuff. And those who know him say he's built like a ball bearing, a Zeus-like specimen. No one knows the Flyers like D. Lee. D, how you doing, my friend? Are you happy for the season?
I'm totally happy. It's been far too long that this little joke is going on between the owners and the players. So it's finally upon us that they put the game's importance in front of them than money, which is nice.
Very nice, D. And I love your voice. I love everything about you. But tell me this. How much rust are we going to see on these guys in these opening games?
I don't think we'll see too much rust, honestly. I think it's the amount of games that happen over the short period of time is where the problem's going to be for some of the teams. A team with youth and a team that has had some guys playing while the lockout was going on, I think will be okay. And the Flyers are one of those teams. They have a young roster. They had guys playing in Adirondack, some guys overseas. So I don't think it'll be too rusty, but it's just, you know, the wear down that's going to occur on the players, I think, is what worries me a little bit.
D, this is the voice here. I got a question for you. Ed Snyder was quoted in the paper, and I'm going to paraphrase just to save us some time, but he basically kind of blamed Brizgalov's issue last year on the defense that was playing in front of him. I mean, Brizgalov is such an important part of this team and an important part of how far the Flyers are going to go. Is there any fault to the way they played defense last year, or was this guy just terrible?
A little bit. I think you hit the nail on the head right away. You said that, you know, their success is going to depend on Brizgalov, and that's true. Some people sometimes might question Peter Laviolette's offensive style. It's pretty high octane. It's a lot of go, 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 and sometimes your defense is a little out of position because of that. But ultimately, Brizgalov was the guy, you know, where the responsibility falls on. You know, the way he talked to media last year, the way, you know, he kind of, you know, he himself admitted he was lost in the woods. You know, the guy was a, you know, he didn't talk, it was a story. He talked, it was a story. His play was a story, just some bonehead mistakes on the ice. I think that just comes from, you know, an adjustment. You know, going from Phoenix to Philadelphia is a little bit of an adjustment, I think. So I expect him to kind of, you know, sit back and relax a little bit more this year. And some of the players have recently said that that's kind of how he's been. They have a lot of confidence in him, and I think he'll do a lot better this year, honestly.
D-Lead, Adderall has been abused in the NFL, and people are getting suspended for it. Don't you think they should prescribe it for this guy just to straighten him out a little bit?
You know what? Maybe. But we'll
Tools.
it's awkward. I don't know. You know, he's so up and down. You know, he's either way out there or he says he's not talking at all. He might need something a little more stronger than that.
Yeah, his mental capabilities, D, are not there. Mine are fooled or boisterous. So let me ask you a question. What everybody wants to know. Tell me right now how far this Flyer team is going to go. Put it on the record.
Playoffs. I think they can make it to the Eastern Conference Final. Depending where they match up against the Rangers, I think the Rangers are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. Pittsburgh's obviously going to be up there. The Atlantic Division's the best in hockey. But Pittsburgh, I don't know, they have some defensive issues as well. I think it'll come down to Rangers and Flyers.
D underscore lead. Final question here, just to wrap it up. We know that you have the inside scoop. You have some inside connections here. You know some stuff that, like, we wouldn't know because we're not as into it as you. Give us a name of maybe a rookie or somebody that people might not expect to have a breakout year, but he's going to have a breakout year. Give us your inside scoop.
Let's see. Braden Schenn. I love him playing on the wing. He's a natural center, but he's probably going to start the season on the top line wing with Scott Hartnell and Claude Giroux, and he's a young player. He's only 21 years old. A guy like that can really find success up there. He's a playmaker. He hits like a train, complete Flyers player. I definitely expect a lot of things out of him, and Jake Voracek as well, who's a young player. Actually put up a career high in goals, I think, last year. But he's a player who, you know, signed a contract this offseason who really can come into his own. So those two wingers, I think, for Philly, two young guys could really step it up for Philly this year in a shortened season.
Wonderful. And, D, I'm just thinking that Scotty Hartnell, now that he's plowing through this weather broad from ABC or whatever, he's going to have a monster season. Unlike that Notre Dame fraud, this guy's laying real lumber, and I can't wait to see him on the ice, brother.
Yeah, he said that Schenn hits like a train. Yep. We've also heard Hartnell hits like a train.
Exactly, in a different kind of way. But, D, we appreciate it. The Hockey Guys. .net. This guy owns it. Also owns the hockey world that we live in, Tools. Thank you, D. You're the man.
Poncho, it's now time to talk about one of the biggest stories this week. I mean, it's not too hard to figure out what we're going to talk about. What is it?
One of the biggest stories of the year, Tools. We're talking about Manti Te'o from No Such Dame University. This guy gets played like a joke for years. Thinks he has a girlfriend, Tools, and I'm assuming the reason you called me in on this topic, because I lay pipe, I lay real wood down. Unbelievable, this Heisman finalist can't find a real human woman.
Hey, I'm playing a song right now. This is a dedication to Te'o.
Yeah, his theme music. My
mind's playing tricks on me.
See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating, and blood starts coming out my nose.
Te'o, Te'o, Te'o. But I don't know who. Poor guy, his mind's playing tricks on him. What was this guy? I mean, is he in on the conspiracy?
Well, Tools, I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of this Mormon, Hawaiian, whatever he is. But he sure as hell found out about it long before this week. But let me put you in someone else's shoes, Tools, which you've dreamed about and wanted to be in forever. So if you're Manti Te'o, right? And your team's undefeated. And you're going to the national championship.
Mind's playing tricks on you.
They were inspired by this dead woman, Tools. I don't blame the guy for not saying, hey, she's fake. I've never had intercourse with her.
Okay, first off, Te'o is a Mormon, so he fell for that. I mean, right off the bat, he fell for that.
Yeah,
religion.
Poor choice of religion there.
I don't think the guy's that smart.
No, he's obviously not, Tools.
But not to... I digress.
Exactly, Tools. You digress. Okay, but let me just point this out. This guy is a Heisman finalist. One of the top linebackers in the history of Notre Dame, one of the most coveted fraud universities, and he can't get a human piece of tail.
I know. That. If you're a Heisman candidate, and for 2.5, this is why I think he's full crap. You're a college stud, you know, can pick. He has the pick of the litter when it comes to women. Something we're kind of used to. But anyway, so.
No plural there, brother.
For 2.5 years, you don't even hold this girl's hand?
Yeah.
Come on.
No,
what?
I'm not buying
Come
it.
Come on.
No, Tools. Either he's incredibly shy or he's just stupid and everything's missing from upstairs because nobody has a three-year girlfriend. This guy's better off watching porn the last 3 years. He would have been getting more pleasure out of it. But back to the Notre Dame point I was making, Tools. It just seems it's more than a coincidence, wouldn't you agree? And every Notre Dame fan you know is kind of an asshole. Am I right?
That is an honest, fair statement.
But sure enough, they're quick to post the play like a champion on Facebook. The picture of the degenerate derelict Irishman there with the Dukes up on their Facebook page. Look what happens. They get smoked in the championship, and their best player doesn't even have intercourse.
I just don't know how to respond to this. But I'm going to warn all of our listeners out there. I'm going to warn all of our listeners. What you're going to get in the next week, it's going to be a PR blitz campaign by Notre Dame and Teo, or whatever his name is, that he honestly believed it, that he fell for it. But as we know, Deadspin, I don't know the blogger's name, but the guy from Deadspin, not one credited journalist, not one person in the media did any homework. It took how long for this guy to research it? Shame on the media. Shame on these writers. The information era of whatever, you know, there's so much information flying around. People got to start working.
Yeah, and speaking, oh, beautiful tools. I love those sounds. Let me get with you.
Crack-a-lack.
Jesus. Boom. And speaking of credited journalists and real media, the voice of Poncho Tools, but we have some explaining to do to our listeners. We prepped. We excited our fans, warmed their loins and their downstairs ports about a roundtable we were going to have, and it didn't happen. You explain it, Tools.
Well, it's kind of technical to get into. I am not a sound engineer by any means, but I handle the audio for this show because Lord knows you do nothing.
I'm the hype man.
Yeah. And I guess with my mixer, it could only record two channels. I have four microphones, but it could only record two.
And there you have it, folks. Aren't you happy to be with the voice and poncho here? But another a new genuine idea we had, Tools. If we could just tease our fans a little, we got something big coming up.
Yes.
We're not going to uncover it, expose everything here. We're not going to get our double D's out just yet and show them to you. But we got something big on the horizon, Tools. We'll probably be able to lay it out on next show, show 37.
Yeah, what we're looking to do is we want to raise some money for the Lancaster, for 717. You know, we're all about the community. We're looking to get a Philadelphia professional athlete to donate some maybe gameplay jerseys, type like that, or maybe a signed ball of some sort. Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a silent auction, and any of the proceeds we're going to donate to the Lancaster Boys and Girls Club. So That's just how we're looking at it.
Great cause, great radio show. And Tools, we got the foundation laid for this. This isn't just some pipe dream. This isn't you on the computer wishing, oh, I wish I could get with that chick. This is really happening, Tools. Foundations are laid. Pipe work is laid down. Next week, we'll get you the details.
Speaking of charity and donations, the Voice and Poncho have set up something. If you go to the front of our website, and our website is thevoiceponcho.com, thevoiceponcho.com, you will see a little button there called donate. We'd like to call this the tip button. We have some expenses here on the show, and right now we dropped Christian Mingle. That was our sponsor. Mm-hmm. We dropped them. They were telling us that we were too seedy and racy. They didn't like that we suggested that, hey, you can get saved and laid at the same time. They didn't like that. They dropped us. So you know what we said? No more sponsors. We are not going to be handcuffed. We're not going to be muzzled. We're going to say what we want.
Great point.
To help us out, all of our fans out there, if you go onto the website and go click the donate button, how about you throw us a dollar or two, okay? And what we'll do is each week, the person with the highest donation of the week, we're going to pump them up on air. We'll talk about you and congratulate you. Yep. And if you can help us out a little.
Yeah, and Tools, this isn't mandatory here. For all you degenerate losers who can't even afford to pay your electric, don't worry about it. We got it. But for all those big high rollers with the fat, thick pockets, you know, just think of it as being out at the bar. You know, you get a drink from some broad that doesn't even give you the time of day. Here we give you real hard news, and we give you all our time and our effort. So, hey, if you're going to tip that broad a buck or two, Throw a buck or two our way. We'll pay you back. Don't worry about it.
Think about it. You go to the bar, some guy hands you a Coors Light, and you're more than happy to give him a dollar.
Yeah, right.
How about the voice of Poncho?
Yeah, pitch in. Show us what you got. Again, all that white trash, degenerate, derelict order out there. We don't need your money. We don't want your money. But we'll take it. So click the button.
One thing I know you don't really want to touch on it much, but I just got to bring it up because it just annoys the crap out of me, is Lance Armstrong. Mm. We were way ahead of the curve on this guy. But so I said last week, you know, he's going to do the interview with Oprah and admit doping. I kind of ripped Oprah, and I'm not standing up for Oprah, but if you watched the interview, she asked some good questions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She stuck to it. She kept asking him stuff, and he showed his true feathers, that he's just, he's a complete ass. I mean, he's arrogant. The only reason he's admitting to anything is because he wants to compete in triathlons.
Right. And Tools, you know what? Everybody that's really shaken up, really shocked by this story, I got the perfect solution, brother. I've been thinking long and hard about. Do you want to hear what I got in mind?
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Me, myself, Poncho, I'm going to swallow a whole batch of PEDs. I'm going to go find this guy, and I'm going to beat the short shorts right off of him. I'm going to pulverize him on air.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, this fraud, I'm going to take him out, Tools. I'm going to get real physical with him. I'm going to pound him into the ground.
Just one real quick thing to explain to you how much of an idiot this guy is. There was a lady whose name was Emma O'Reilly. What she did is she was a massage therapist. Now, that sounds a little risque, but it really wasn't.
I like it.
She worked for his postal team or whatever. She did massages. She witnessed some of the drugs being taking place, the drug abuse or whatever you want to call
it. Great word choice there, Tools. You are one wordsmith and a half.
Let me get this out. So this lady is not a wealthy lady at all. She doesn't make a lot of money. Under oath, she was forced to say that she saw the drug use taking place. Lance Armstrong sued the oblivion out of this lady. She was bankrupt for years. She was financially distressed because of what he did to her. And it takes a lowlife to do that, just to protect it. He's got millions, and he takes this lady who says the truth, who keeps it real and ruins her life. He's an asshole.
Right, knowing all along he's a liar and a cheater, and she was right. That's the thing that makes it awful. Great point there, Tools. Great point. Let's just wind it down, that long walk home here. Let's wrap it up the right way, Tools. I'm going to hit you with something poignant here. You know there's some football this weekend?
Yeah.
Who are your picks? Who's in the Super Bowl? I don't know what number it is,
okay,
but who's in it?
I'm going crazy. I'm going Ravens, and I'm going Falcons.
For once, you're not looking at my show notes, brother. I got New England, and I got Atlanta. I think Atlanta's getting no respect. Their zone defense matches up against this Copernicus guy from San Fran, and then Brady on the other side. This guy could get even more tail than he does now if he gets to a sixth Super Bowl. So the motivation's there. New England, Atlanta, there's your Super Bowl.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Get on the website. Throw us a tip. Help us out.
I know you're mad, but so what? I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up. I'm on some new shit. I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye to her. What you mean I ain't call you, I hit you when I landed. I'm waiting in my hotel room. Seems like we're arguing more and it's getting less romantic.